Just before I hand over to David, let me just make one comment about Dan Brown's use of the word facts. Because that business about 50 million women being slaughtered by the church is one of the things that would be covered by his claim at the beginning of the book, I think, that all descriptions of artwork, architecture, documents and secret rituals in this novel are accurate. And that's after he's given you a couple of supposed facts about Opus Dei and the Prior of Zion. He explains on his website, if you read the facts page, you'll see it clearly states that the documents, rituals, organization, artwork and architecture in the novel all exist. The fact page makes no statement whatsoever about any of the ancient theories discussed by fictional characters. Interpreting those ideas is left to the reader. But remember what we heard him say earlier, that if he was writing non-fiction, he wouldn't change any of the historical content. He does get so many things wrong. The rough guide to the Da Vinci Code points out that he's not a man to ask for directions. He says that you need to head north when you need to head south in Paris, you need to head east when in fact you should be going west, and you, vice versa. His directions are hopeless. But some of his supposed facts are much more serious, like this one, for instance. The first fact he gives us, the Priory of Zion, a European secret society founded in 1099, is a real organisation. Sadly, at this point, Dan Brown has just swallowed hook, line and sinker, the line that's been fed to him by the particular authors he's read. Agent Liam Lincoln, Lynn Picknett and Clive Prince in their book The Temple of Revelation, and one or two others. The reality of the Priory of Zion is that it does not date back to 1099, it dates back to 1956. It was established by four men in a little provincial town in France with the intention of promoting low-cost housing in the area. One of them was a man by the name of Pierre Plantard, who a few years later, once they'd kind of finished their activity promoting low-cost housing, kind of re-established the organization as a way of showing that he was a descendant of the Merovingian kings of France. He was the last heir of the Merovingian kings. He should be enthroned as king of France. He finally admitted in 1997, I think it was, in the French High Court, that the whole thing was a hoax from beginning to end. The documents that Dan Brown refers to are fraudulent documents. The man who made them admitted on oath that he had forged and hoaxed the whole thing. So this first fact he gives us simply isn't a fact. There was an order of Zion during the time of the Crusades. It was an order of nuns, not a secret brotherhood. And there's no connection whatsoever between that and the Priory of Zion. The Priory of Zion has nothing to do with Isaac Newton, Botticelli, Hugo, or Leonardo. And when he gives us those kinds of bits of information that even a little bit of research shows very quickly are fundamentally flawed, then one has to ask questions about the spirituality that he wants us to adopt, because this is the foundation from which he's arguing to adopt goddess spirituality. But goddess spirituality, as we've just seen, is a flawed notion. The facts on which he's basing it are not facts at all. And the sad thing is that the traditional understanding of Christianity that he's rejecting is the one thing in the world that does value, really does value, a sacred feminine. Because it values male and female equally as being made in the image of God. One God, a creator and sustainer of everything.